Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of today's tech landscape. I'm Alex, your guide through the Silicon Jungle.
And I'm Jamie, your friendly neighborhood tech enthusiast, here to ask all the questions you're probably thinking at home.
Today, we're talking about a big move in the AI world. Apple's Siri is getting a major overhaul with a little help from Google's Gemini. That's right, folks. In 2026, Siri is set to become smarter, more private, and get this, even more chatty.
Wait, Google and Apple working together? That's like seeing a cat and a dog running a marathon side by side. What's going on here?
Exactly, Jamie. It's not every day you see two tech giants, often rivals, joining forces. Apple is shelling out about $1 billion a year for access to Google's Gemini, a behemoth AI model with 1.2 trillion parameters.
$1 billion a year? With that kind of money, Siri better be making my coffee in the morning. But seriously, trillion parameters? I can barely wrap my head around a billion.
It's mind-boggling, right? But here's where it gets even more interesting. Apple's not just taking Gemini as is. They're using a process called model distillation to shrink it down into smaller, specialized models that can run right on your iPhone.
So, no internet needed. That's like having a mini supercomputer in my pocket. But what's this distillation thing? Are we making whiskey or AI here?
Think of it more like making espresso, Jamie. You start with the rich, complex blend of the full Gemini model and then distill it down into a potent, concentrated version that Siri can use on device without losing the flavor of the original AI.
That's pretty cool. But why go through all this trouble?
Privacy, Jamie. It's all about privacy. By running these distilled models on device, Apple ensures that your data doesn't need to leave your phone to get processed. And on the off chance Siri needs more power, it taps into Apple's private cloud compute, which is like Fort Knox for data.
Ah, keeping our secrets safe. I like it. But what can this new Siri actually do?
Think bigger and bolder. The new Siri, codenamed Project Campos, will have on-screen awareness, cross-app reasoning, and even a conversational memory. It's like Siri finally got its degree in mind reading.
On-screen awareness. So, if I'm looking at a picture of a dog, Siri might suggest sending it to my friend who loves dogs?
Exactly, Jamie. And with the chatbot mode, Siri's stepping into the ring with giants like ChatGPT and Claude, ready to hold down conversations, help with tasks, and maybe even lend an ear to your problems.
Wow, Siri's going from being a helpful assistant to potentially my new best friend.
Just don't forget to make human friends, Jamie. Now, this entire upgrade is part of a larger effort to keep consumer trust and push the envelope on what AI can do, all while maintaining strict privacy standards.
And when can we expect to meet this new Siri?
The big reveal is set for WWDC 2026, with a full rollout later in the year with iOS 27. It's going to be a game changer for developers and users alike.
I can't wait to see it in action. Anything else we should keep an eye on?
Just the ripple effects this partnership might have on the tech industry. It's not just about making Siri smarter. It's about setting new standards for privacy, collaboration, and what AI can achieve.
Well, folks, you heard it here first. The future of Siri looks bright and a little bit like a sci-fi movie come to life.
And that's our cue to wrap up for today. Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to hit subscribe to keep up with all things tech. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Stay nerdy.